From the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast, it's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hello.
Hello, podcast.
Oh. That was cute.
You just do your thing and I'll see if how long I can copy you.
Okay. Hello podcasters. Thanks for coming on us.
Good to be back in your ear holes.
Who just said thanks for coming on us? That is not what I said.
No, it's what I thought you said, though.
No, never.
I misheard you.
Not something I've said.
Ever.
Anyway, hi.
Welcome back. Embrace the chaos. What a show. Firstly, scorpions, lawn mowers, and Christmas cards. The three big topics everybody's talking about at the moment.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, and head lice. Don't forget head lice.
That's the all four.
Yeah, the big four.
That's the big four.
The big four. Mm. I've just received a bill from Unity Water. Should I open it live, see how much I owe, live on the podcast?
Yeah, okay, why not? This is huge.
All right, this is huge. All right, it's loading.
Mm.
Fingers crossed for it to be low.
What's please. Water? Is it quarterly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give us a
ballpark.
How much do you think it would be for 3 months?
Oh, I don't know. Water's not something I've really paid because I'm in like an apartment complex.
Yeah.
So I don't actually know. But is it $200, $300?
$564.
Wow, those long showers.
I know, I do have long showers.
How long are you showering for a day?
Oh, it depends. Am I sitting down?
Oh, that's so lame.
Because I do sit
down. Girls sit down in showers. Guys don't. Should we do a phone topic? Are you a guy that sits down in the shower?
Yeah, I've done this before because I'm leader of the shower sitters club. Mm.
So you're instantly getting in the shower, you turn the water on.
Yep.
Sit.
It depends. Often I'll have the shower first and then sit and just chill at the end.
And that's just decompress.
Yeah, it's the best thinking
before you go back
time.
Out into the real life.
Yeah, it's the best thinking time. The other day I was standing in the shower swiping on your Tinder.
I don't want to know.
I'm looking
where
at
my Tinder's going.
Yeah.
That seems like it's an intimate step for us.
Yeah.
I don't really want to take it.
It was a lot. I realized.
Anybody
it was
of
weird.
Quality?
There's some hot chicks on there.
You've had my Tinder for over a week and I've had nothing to show for it.
The matches have dried up so hard.
Welcome to being a guy on the dating apps.
Yeah.
It's tough out there.
I've only had four and none of them have responded to me.
And are any of them like uggos? Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay.
Oh, Kristen looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's so depressing when you do a like and then you don't get an instant match.
Oh, God.
It's tough.
That's pretty privilege, isn't it? Everybody
no, I think
just
that's just being a girl
in
the apps.
Hang on a second. No, look, we've got the rival. We've got the rival radio
you
show
be on our
from.
Podcast?
We're just talking about our podcast opener.
This is my favorite podcast.
You
is
can
this
be
the Ellie and Toddcast podcast.
You can be the Toddcast podcast from Mix here. Yeah, it's fine.
Smell good.
Yeah, thanks. It's
is it your natural scent?
No, it's not Beckham. It's just extra strawberry chewing gum.
Yum.
Sit up on there that flashes says you're
we're
off air.
Cool, love that. All right, we better stop doing the podcast. Yeah.
Anyway,
thank you.
Bye.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Tazzy, it's been a while since I dusted off the cobwebs and opened the doors to the office of Ellie Chaney Investigations.
Well, that's because I've been running the place while you haven't
been here. Hey, you are getting too big for your britches.
Last time we did an investigation, you employed me as, I think I was like
intern.
Receptionist or intern or coffee maker, whatever it is.
Yep.
I've been working hard while there's been no investigator or investigation to do.
Well, the intern should be drumming up new business and you've drummed up none. Okay.
I didn't know that was on my job description.
Yes.
I will get back to it.
I do the investigating. You do the admin. There's a recent topic that's come to my attention that I believe needs investigating across the Sunshine Coast. And people, I need you to help me with it.
It's Christmas related.
It's
a Christmas
related.
Investigation.
Should I not have the Pink Panther playing? Should I have something a bit more Christmassy playing?
Leave this.
Okay,
this is great.
This. All right. Well, I, in recent years, think that something has become extinct.
Mm.
The humble Christmas card, Tazzy.
It sure is.
Where are they?
545-11919 Sunny Coast. Do you still send and get Christmas cards?
I couldn't tell you the last time anyone sent me a handwritten Christmas card saying, "Hello, Ellie, Merry Christmas," apart from on Christmas Day, attached with a present or something. You know, like the December lead up to Christmas.
Yes.
Should be colleagues leaving Christmas cards on my desk.
Totally. We should get Christmas cards here at the station.
Yes.
Maybe I've got an idea. I'm saving it.
Yeah.
545-11919. Sunny Coast. Do you exist? Are you a Christmas card sender or getter?
Mm-hmm.
Are you just keeping this tradition alive single-handedly?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're only sending a few out compared to what you used to, but yep. I'd love to hear from you. Are you as upset as we are?
Yeah, maybe, exactly. Maybe you're in that camp. Maybe you too are missing them. You would like a Christmas card.
Totally.
All right, give us a call, 545-11-999.
Can't let
this die. We can't save the Christmas card. Little Isabel, hello, and Nikki, her mum.
Hello, guys. How are you?
We're good, thanks. Nikki, tell us what's happened.
I wish I had little Isabel with me so she could tell her little story.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, she gets Christmas cards from England and France from aunties every year.
Wow.
And this is the first year she's actually writing her own Christmas cards back to everyone. Oh. And we're actually finishing them off tonight.
Perfect. So hang on. So you're going to be sending them back to France and the UK?
Yes. Yeah.
How much does airmail postage cost you these days?
I think it's like $3 or $4 just for a card.
All right. Yeah. That's
okay. But don't do a gift because we did that last year for a little tiny, like a matchbox present.
Yeah.
And it wasn't heavy and it cost $27 last year.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Free delivery is all over the websites these days, so just order something online.
Facebook is free as well.
I must say, too, you two must keep a little eye out in the mail as well.
Oh.
Isabel loves Ellie and Tez.
Oh. No, Isabel's given me enough this year.
We take cash, Nikki.
We do. Thank you, Nick.
Let's go down the line now to Twin Waters. We do have little Ava. Hello, Ava. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Ava. Are you still sending Christmas cards?
Yes.
How old are you, Ava?
8.
And how many cards are you pumping out?
A lot.
A lot.
Oh, give us a ballpark. 1,000? 1,000?
No. Oh. Can you elaborate on your card?
So,
my card. 28. My cousins
overseas.
The 1, 2, 3.
This is like
four,
being a fly on the wall in their car, isn't it?
Right?
I don't really know how many cousins overseas.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
They're all getting cards though. Good on you, Ava. That is impressive. Do you ever use email?
No.
There you go.
All right. What's going on?
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Ava. I hope your cousins enjoy their cards. And Coldplay's on. Keep the calls coming, though.
Coldplay. All right, so we've got half the Sunny Coast on hold at the moment. We're going to find out where these Christmas cards are at next.
CFM. Yeah, Katie's in Palmview. What do you reckon about this, Katie? Where are Christmas cards? Are you still sending them?
Well, I'm actually not. There is a real reason, and then there's another reason I've tagged on to. The real reason is, really, let's be honest, I got a bit lazy, you know, that's the number one. But then I got on the bandwagon. Like, I'm a bit of a greenie. I'm a bit, environmentally conscious. And I thought, geez, I love getting them, and we display them around the house. But what happens to them after Christmas? So it's a bit of an ethical thing, saying, kind of get the e-card thing and, gotta let go of it.
You're going online. Okay. Well, we hadn't considered the trees,
Tasmania. The e-card online is really nice. You can put music to it and stuff. And have you ever seen Elf yourself? I love sending those. Like, you make yourself into little elves and they do this whole dancing thing. It's fun. Yeah. And I love getting them from my friends.
Katie, can you send us one of those as well, please, when you send that out? That sounds
fun. I'm going to get your faces off the off your website and you're going to be a little dancing elf.
Oh, no. This sounds like we should be getting a bit of commission for this.
Yeah. Katie, love it. Thank you. Can't wait for our Elf Yourself card.
I will send it to you tonight. All right, you're in. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, Katie.
You're a legend. Move on to Caressa.
I was a little scared of her as well. Caressa, what has happened to Christmas cards?
I received 4 just today.
What?
Yes, they are back.
How? Are you so popular?
I'm actually a teacher aide. I'm a prep teacher aide. So I may or may not have had a bottle of wine with one of them.
Great.
Was it that hard to get through, was it, Caressa?
Hey, we had 11 weeks this term. It's a long term.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. You should get an extra special present this year with an 11-week term. No one wants that.
What was the worst present that you got?
No, just gives us an extra week. A candy cane.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, no one wants a candy cane.
Oh, I don't mind a candy cane.
No, I'm pretty lucky.
Oh, I don't want a candy cane.
They were great when you were in primary school or whatever and the teacher would hand out candy canes.
Yeah, because you want sugar when you're that age.
Yeah.
Now...
You also own nothing as a 7-year-old, so anything is a massive upgrade.
Yeah, I'll take the bottle of wine, though. thanks, Caressa.
No problem.
Let's go now to Barry in Mooloolaba. Baz, what has happened to Christmas cards?
Well, actually, I still send and receive a Christmas card from my grandparents every year, and they're 96 years old.
Oh, beautiful. Where are they?
They're in Geelong in Victoria.
So you send it in the mail and everything?
Yep.
Oh, beautiful. Do they sneak a cheeky little $10 note or something in there? That's what grandparents are supposed to do, right?
They do for the kids, and my nana still makes the cards by hand.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. I get my kids to make them for her now anyway.
Oh, you're just...
Oh, child labour. He's offloaded
it. Palming it off.
He's handballed that.
You've got far less sweet now, Barry.
Love it, Baz.
Good on you, Baz. Thank you. We'll go quickly to Paige in Watala. Paige, what's happened to Christmas cards?
My auntie sends one every year with a $2 coin.
$2?
Oh, coinage? Yes, please. Have you told her about inflation?
Yeah.
It's hard to talk to her about anything. She's pretty old.
Yeah. Well, I reckon you could get through to her. Even more reason for you to be like, hey, auntie, I'm pretty sure it's $200 now. Yeah, $2 was fine 30 years ago, but I can't get me a packet of sauce these days.
Can't change her ways.
You can't, no.
Do you send her a card, Paige?
No.
Oh. Okay. Well.
When did that stop?
I can't be bothered writing out a card and sending it, put a stamp on it.
Not for $2. But
trying to find a $2 coin. Yeah.
Oh. We text nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. Beautiful. That, this could be why the Christmas card is dead. Thank you, Paige.
So good.
All dead.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
On Friday, we were broadcasting live just next to the Sunshine Coast Stadium because a local superstar having a shot at a world record.
And we like to jump on things like this.
Oh,
because
we love bandwagons.
Yeah.
Totally.
We are the biggest bandwagoners.
Yeah.
For that reason, and of course because Emmett was raising money for Inclusive Kids as well, a charity that's very close to our hearts.
Yep.
Now, Emmett joins us. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Firstly, have you recovered? Are you okay?
Well, my ego is bruised and my legs are swollen.
Oh.
But yes, I'm walking and I have recovered.
So you were going for the world record for the longest distance of a lawnmower, a pushing lawnmower for 24 hours.
It's a hard thing to say,
isn't really,
it?
What was the official title, Emmett?
What was that, sorry, Taz?
What was the official world record that you were going for?
I was going for 149 kilometres in 24 hours pushing a lawnmower.
Wow.
It was a big task and unfortunately Friday night was when it absolutely bucketed down
the
in Boca Arena.
The field started to flood,
yeah.
I think. So that slowed you down, Emmett, surely?
It did. And halfway through the event, we were all looking good and I was on track and I was like, this is unreal, I'm feeling amazing. And then it all started raining.
So talk us through when it started raining and when you decided to pull the pin.
Oh, well, it started raining just after midnight, but it was only showering, which was beautiful, and we're all celebrating. And I actually started running then and did some of my best times. And then it just got heavier and heavier. And I kind of realised by 2:30, well, you know, I'm pushing the mower through puddles and this, the world record's probably out of reach. But I just went for another 4 hours to make sure.
Oh.
And then it was so far out of reach, I was like, well, what's the point? Let's live to fight another day.
Well, that's the whole point, is there's thousands of kids here on the sunny coast, as we always say, going to school without the right equipment or shoes or food or whatever it is. Cost of living's very tough. It's hitting families left, right and centre. Some families, we've heard, are choosing rent and, you know, keeping the power on at home just because that's the bare necessity. And so kids are going without. So that is why we support Inclusive Kids. That's why you raised a whole heap of cash. Emmett, do you know an approximate total?
Oh, it was over 13,000 when I started. I don't know where we ended up. Inclusive Kids are doing such great work, and Paul and Luke at Inclusive Kids are just incredible people. So I chose the right charity. I'm so happy we raised money for them. And now I guess what we're going to have to do is eventually do another event and come back for redemption and raise more money for Inclusive Kids while we're at it.
Absolutely. That is the spirit, Emma. We love to hear it. Mm. Hey, I have one question for you before we let you go. Mm-hmm. When you got home, what was the first thing you ate? Did you just like smash 7 cheeseburgers or something?
Well, I asked my partner to cook me enough choc chip cookies to feed a small village. So I've been eating choc chip cookies and full cream milk for the last 2.5 days.
Full cream milk? That's rogue.
Of course. What do you mean? It goes perfectly with cookies.
Yeah, I suppose.
Sure does. Did you dunk?
Of course.
You got us. Emmett, congratulations, mate. I know it wasn't the world record you were hoping for this time around, but over $13,000 raised for local kids on the sunny coast. Pat yourself on the back, mate. We love you.
Thanks, guys. We love you too. Thanks so much for everything.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
You ready?
I am.
Let's bandle, baby.
Boom, a mystery song requires guessing. Luckily, Ellie and I don't know the answer either, so we get to play along. Just like you, Sunny Coast, when you think you know what the song is, 545-11919, give us a call. Leia, what we know about the song, 2007, and it's of medium difficulty. Layer number one includes the drums and the bass.
Bit of a throwback, 2007. Who was big then? Yeah. That was when Bieber was first starting out.
Was it?
I think.
Yeah, probably. Probably was too.
Maybe not, actually. That might be pre-Bieber. Preba.
Preba. Justin Preba.
All right, let's have a play of the first layer. Oh.
Have you got it? Get the...
I have an idea.
Let's go to the phones. 545-11919. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kim.
Hello, Kim.
That was the quickest phone-in we've had. You reckon you know what song it is?
I have a suspicion. I don't know if it's right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you think it is?
Is it Poker Face by Lady Gaga?
Ooh.
Ma.
Not a bad guess.
I think that's from 2007 too, so I think she's in the right time period. I've put it into the app, but it's telling me it's not right, Kim.
Sorry, Kim.
We go back to the drawing board. It's all right. Layer two, let's add some synth.
Tazzy?
I got no clue. Let's go to another sunny coaster. 545-11919. Who's this?
Brenda.
Brenda.
Hey, Brenda.
You reckon you know which song it is?
Britney Spears, Give Me More.
Sounds like it. Brenda, you a big fan?
No, hell no.
Oh, Brenda.
It's a banger.
How dare you? How dare you disparage the queen of a generation?
What do we think, right or wrong?
That was what I thought it was. Is it not right?
No, it's 100% right. Hey! He's gone and done it.
Hey!
Sunny Coast biggest Britney fan, Brendo. Well done, mate.
Cheers, bro.
You didn't deny it.
On
91.9 CFM.
My new celeb crush, Gracie Abrams, CFM, Ellie and Taz.
Young pop star.
She's 26 or something.
Yeah, that's young.
Okay.
You just made it creepy.
That's all right.
You are creepy. We're Ellie and Taz. Just kidding. You're not, I guess. You're listening to CFM.
No, I don't want to do the show with you anymore.
Yes, you do, buddy. Because this is something you stumbled across on the weekend.
Yeah, so on Friday, you and I were broadcasting live and there was a lot going on during our show, but I came across something on Facebook and I just screenshot it and said, I'll just come back to that next week. Mm-hmm. It was a post on the Noosa Community Board.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. I think it was Noosa Community Notice Board or whatever it is. And it was from Ange. She has posted because she found something that she'd never seen on the Sunny Coast before. I've grown up on the Sunny Coast, never seeing one of these either.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Ange. Welcome to the show.
G'day, how are you?
Really good, Ange. Good to chat to you. Can you tell everyone what you saw or what you found in your house the other day?
So luckily my boys weren't there at the time and I must have left the dishwasher door down mm-hmm. in the morning rush, come back to it, lifted it back up, and there is a massive scorpion.
In the dishwasher?
No, it was on the floor under the door that was down. And when I lifted it up, I was like, why is there a yabby in my kitchen? Oh. Oh. Yeah, and then I realised it was not a yabby. Yeah, it was quite a big scorpion. I think it was about, I measured it about 6-7 centimetres long.
Wow.
That is a decent size.
The post ended up getting a whole heap of comments, and as these community board groups do, there's always arguments and everybody has a say and an opinion and yada yada. You were saying in it, you said, look, I've lived on the coast most of my life, never seen a scorpion before, let alone one this large. I've never seen a scorpion here either. I've been here for 26 years or something. I've never seen one. And you were asking for advice as to what to do with it. What did you end up doing with the scorpion, Ange?
Well, I'm the same as you. I've lived here my whole life, apart from about 10 years where I lived in remote WA in the Pilbara. Yep. And I'd seen some tiny little ones over there. What I ended up doing is I caught it and I kept it so I could show my boys. They thought it was pretty interesting. And then I did some research and turns out it's a rainforest scorpion and they live in the area that I live in. We're in a pocket of rainforest. So I just found a nice little rocky sort of outcrop that I could, it could find a new house in, and I popped it there.
Wow.
Is it poisonous? Can it hurt you? I don't know anything about scorpions apart from I would have thought they were poisonous.
Well, venomous.
Yeah.
Venomous, wouldn't it?
That's right. They are venomous. So venomous means I have to inject you with poison. Mm. Poisonous means I have to bite you with poison.
Yeah.
But yes, they are venomous. This one, they generally say the bigger the claws, the less venomous. I don't know if that's like across all the species, but that's sort of the, sorry, my dog's barking.
Okay.
It's funny that you've got me now. We've just started walking the dog and there is a massive kangaroo standing in front of us. It's got my dog's attention as well. Like,
okay.
Oh, I don't know. The day before the scorpion incident, there was a huge, huge spider in my bathroom. Like I would say it's like the size of one of those sort of bread plates, like serving plates. It was massive.
My gosh.
And I didn't know how to usher this thing out of the house either. It was like kids thought it was great. It's an absolute circus around here.
Most people that are listening to this would have burnt the house down at the spider, then would have burnt the house down at the scorpion. How are we doing with the kangaroo at the moment, Ange?
Well, look, the kangaroo is just nibbling on grass. The dog's checking in the kangaroo out, but I think we might just cross the road and go around it because, I don't need another fight with another wild animal.
No.
Careful, on the other side of the road, I think there's polar bears. Just
Oh, yeah, probably. Probably. And then I've got my two sons. They're animals as they are.
Yeah,
so.
Fair. I feel like we need to package this chat up and send it to overseas somewhere just to give them an insight onto what life into Australia is like, you know? Like,
yeah.
You know, that's scorpions.
Come on
down.
Yeah,
exactly. Tourism Australia, jump on board.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for sharing your story. And fingers crossed, no more scorpions pop up in your dishwasher again.
Look, I hope so too. I'm happy to admire them from the rainforest, but not in my house.
Absolutely. Good
Crazy.
On you, sister. Thank you.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I want to take you over to the UK right now where my little sister lives.
Oh, little Liv.
Little Liv. Yep. She's going to kill me if she knows that I talked about this on the radio.
Luckily, she doesn't listen to the show.
Exactly.
Because she's
lives
young
in the UK.
And tries to be cool and doesn't want to associate with her sister.
She listens to a podcast like once every few months. So hopefully it's not this one.
Okay, good.
So Liv has a boyfriend. They've just moved in together, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, moving in together.
Yep.
It's a beautiful moment.
Have you met
in a relationship?
The BF?
I have met the BF.
Over FaceTime or real?
Yeah, a bit of both, a bit of both. But they've moved in together, things are going well.
Mm.
However, something recently killed the romance.
Oh.
Liv sent me a Snapchat the other day.
Yeah.
Saying, I got head lice from the tube.
Oh, no. She lives in the UK.
She lives in the UK.
So she's got
she
that metro, the underground.
Yep, yep. And so the Snapchat was of her boyfriend combing through her hair and picking out a whole bunch of nits.
Yum. You know what, actually? Now that I've seen you like try and mime hairbrushing, like I didn't know what it was, it does come with those little combs. Like if you get head lice, you get that really fine tooth comb.
Yeah.
That is the best feeling in the world.
What, combing your hair with that?
With that thing.
No,
yeah.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
It's a fantastic feeling.
It is a bit of fun, I will say.
No, nothing about it is fun apart from the little comb.
No, I find picking nits out of other people's hair. Quite fun.
Were you an extra in Tarzan? Because I feel like you might have been one of the apes.
No, but Liv used to get nits when we were younger. She's going to kill me if she knows I've spoken about this to the Sunny Coast. But she used to get them when she was a kid.
Mm.
And so I'm 5 years older than her. I would sit there with the comb and kind of love it.
Really?
Just picking out the nits.
Would you pick them out? So my mum would eventually get one and then she'd like
you gotta
crush
squish it in
them between your nails.
Yeah, or if you coat the hair in conditioner,
yes.
Then they like get a bit frozen. And so you can just lather them and then they drown.
Oh, that's...
Hello, Lisa in Peridian.
I don't have a romance-breaking story, but my head is now itching like that.
I know. To be fair, so's mine.
Just say the word and I'm scratching and I'm going to scratch all night.
I know. They're vicious things, you know? But if my sister had to go through it, so do all of us. That's the way
she's
the radio
world actually got
goes.
The head lice. We've just got placebo head lice.
Exactly.
Well, I got the update from her. We'll all be pleased to know I got the update from her today to say that they're gone.
Lice-free.
She's lice-free. Yep, so.
Fabulous.
Fabulous. Well, I'm very sorry, Lisa, for giving you an itchy head this afternoon. It's not.
You guys
not
a, have a good afternoon.
You too,
thanks,
sister.
Liz.
Not a sentence I thought I'd say in my radio career. Sorry for giving you an itchy head.
Yeah, a listener calling in going, thanks, Ellie.
Yeah.
Now my head's itchy.
See you, Ben.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Tazzy?
Mm.
Let me get this right. Trichodesmium.
Yes.
Has been found in cotton tree.
Trichodesmium.
Correct.
Who's that? Never heard of him.
I want you to have three guesses as to what you think trichodesmium is.
Found in cotton tree.
Found in cotton tree, yep.
Is it, I mean, I live across the water here at Sunshine Cove.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally there's like a film on the water, it's a bit gross after a storm. Is it that? Is it trichodesmium? Is that trichodesmium?
I mean, that's really close.
Oh, really?
But no.
That's close.
It's close.
Oh, that changes my next thing.
Why? What was your next
thing? My next guess was going to be, you know those pandanus trees drop those big orange things?
No. What big orange things?
You know, the like, orange, like...
The flowers?
Like, they're not flowers. You know the pandanus trees at Cotton Tree?
Yeah?
Oh, they're the long trees with the spiky bits
at the
end.
With the
orange...
The knobbly
with
branches
the knobbly
that
bits.
Look like
yes.
Knobby bits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they've dropped those orange fruit things, like giant sweet corn.
Oh. That's not trichodesmium.
That's not trichodesmium?
No.
Because I could have told you that there was a heap of that at Cotton Tree for years. Is it some really, like, post-flu, like, flu-y phlegm?
Oh.
What's
that being found at Cotton Tree?
I don't know.
What are they doing in Cotton Tree? No, Tazzy.
What?
Your three guesses are up. I mean, you're on the kind of the right path.
It's gross.
It's gross. Trichodesmium.
This isn't guessable. It's not going to be guessable. You've asked me to guess. I bet you it's impossible. Like, I could have been here for 1,000 years. I would never have guessed this. Here we go.
So if you've been around Cotton Tree lately, around kind of the banks of the river, you might have noticed a little stankety, stinky smell.
Oh.
Right? And you might have noticed a dark grey crust along the shores
a
as
crust.
Well. Crust, yeah, around 2 millimetres thick.
I was close.
You were.
For like a film.
Yeah, very, very close. Trichodesmium is also known as whale food, sea scum, sea sawdust, and whale sperm.
I thought a sound effect was coming after that. I don't
know. What possible sound effect do you want after I say the words whale sperm?
I don't know. Not that one. Maybe incorrect.
Oh.
Yeah, there we go. Way better.
Cookie Monster? No.
So it's crusty at Cotton Tree
it's
at the
crusty.
Moment.
So, yeah, if you've noticed a smell around Cotton Tree, that's why. It's a trichodesmium.
Well, it maybe it's school holidays for you and you're up here on holiday with the family and the kids and this is the first thing you've heard about the Sunny Coast. Welcome. Enjoy the trichodesmium at Cotton Tree.
No, that's
whales. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Just because it's ticked over to December, it means we've got to talk about this song. Okay, that's enough. Thank you. We don't need any more than that. Right. No. Turn it. No. I can hear it. No. Thank you.
Sorry.
Mariah Carey earns up to $5 million a year. Aussie mil.
Mm-hmm.
Every year just from that song.
I don't want a life for...
Thank you.
Wow, I was just getting
annually.
Into it.
So every single year, she doesn't have to do anything. Christmas rolls around, you play.
Oh!
Oh, you stuffed it. You've stuffed it. Are you playing Whamageddon this year?
Whamageddon?
You know what Whamageddon is?
Oh, is that when you have to go as long as you can without hearing?
Yeah.
The Wham song?
You can hear people talk about it and yada yada. You just can't hear the song.
Which one's the Wham song again?
I'm not going to tell you because I want to play the game.
Oh, so
I
if
last
I were to
as
play
long
it,
as I can, no.
That would
Sunny
ruin
Coast,
the game.
Everybody's turning off because everybody's that's playing the game. So if you've never heard of it before, it's been going for about 10 or so years. Every December, you're supposed to go as long as you can. You play with all your friends. How long can you go without hearing Whams?
Wake me up.
It's Last Christmas.
It is Last Christmas.
Yes.
But are you really letting me not play it?
Not today.
Okay.
I don't want a love for Christmas.
I really thought you'd be such a Grinch.
I am a bit of a Grinch, to be honest, but this song does get me.
What is it about this song? Because it's hard to hate, isn't
it's
it?
It's Love Actually for me. Yeah, it's a good song. So once you get $5 million a year...
You know how E-Chain does raps all the time?
Yeah.
Has she ever done a Christmas rap?
We did have a boss here once who wanted me to release an E-Chain Christmas album and sell it to listeners.
Really?
Yeah.
We can't charge
the
listener.
We can't charge people.
They put up with us all year. We should give them something for free.
I mean, how much is Mariah getting again? $5 million. I'll take $5 million for my rapping album, Christmas rapping.
I feel like this song should be worth more to her every year. I know $5 million is a lot of money.
Are you kidding
But
me?
This is the Christmas song for a whole month. You dominate charts around the world globally for a whole month. She'll be back up to number one next week, you know, and she still gets only $5 million. It just feels like...
Okay, I will sit in a studio, record a song, and if you give me $5 million a year for that song, I'm not...
Yeah, but you got to make it as good as this.
Just get some bells. That's all it's got. Yeah. Bell, 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 bell. Yeah?
So many bells. But, you know, I've had enough of this song.
Ooh, baby.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.